From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Farmers know that to compete for and keep workers, they're under continual pressure to offer employee raises. And USDA data also shows that farm wages are growing faster than non-farm compensation over the past 5 years. According to MilkBusiness.com, from 2014 to 2018, the average hourly wage for non-supervisory farm workers rose from $12 to $13.25 an hour, an increase of 10.4%. Non-farm wages, still noticeably higher, grew from $21.90 to $22.97 an hour, a 3.5% increase. DuPont has signed an agreement to acquire the ultrafiltration membrane business from BASF. AgriMarketing.com reports the transaction, including the business's international workforce, its Germany-based headquarters and production site, and associated intellectual property, is expected to close by the end of the year, subject to closing conditions and regulatory approvals. Financial terms of the agreement have not been disclosed. Japan has decided to allow the vaccination of pigs to prevent the spread of classical swine fever. That's according to Japan's Ag Ministry, that is urging livestock drug makers to boost production of CSF vaccine as the disease moves across eastern Japan, one of its main pork-producing regions. AgWeb.com reports the ministry had to weigh the decision during a time when the country is aiming to expand pork exports. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network of the West.